It's another beautiful day for 4-H Achievement Days here in Davison County. I'm J.P. Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Joined this time around by Paige Finney. She's a six-year member of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club. Paige, thanks for visiting with us today. And I see you've been busy this morning with your dog. Tell us about it.
Well, we started 9 a.m. bright and early. Got two events down so far, two more to go, and hoping for a good day.
And what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Remy.
And what kind of dog is Remy?
She is a red-boned coonhound.
And so how do you go getting Remy prepared for the various events here at the dog show?
So the night before, we usually try to go through all of the events, try to perfect some stuff, work out some other stuff. And then the morning of, we just kind of keep her relaxed, not make her nervous at all, because then she'll probably freak out. But.
And what kind of events is Remy competing in?
Remy will compete in all four events, so showmanship, rally, obedience, and agility.
What event is the most challenging for Remy?
For Remy, agility is the hardest for her.
And how about the most challenging event for you with Remy?
That'd have to be obedience. We have to have kind of a connection, and we have to understand that I am the boss.
And sometimes she doesn't agree with that, does she?
No, she does not.
And, of course, you have a number of static projects here this year. Tell us about those.
Well, I only entered one this year, but I've usually turned in a drawing or a painting. But this year, it's only been a wreath for my family.
And tell us about that wreath. What is it like?
Well, it has a decor of flowers and burlap bow, and it has our last name initial on it.
Where did you get the idea for the wreath?
I got it off of Pinterest.
As many people do. Now, you've been involved with a number of club activities with Dakota Kids. Tell us about some of the things that your club does.
So every month, our club will usually have a community service project. And we've done Cabela's cleanup, and we adopted a LifeQuest group that we've had chili with, we've played bingo with. And we've also done, like, planters for, I can't remember, but we've done a planter for someone, and yeah, all stuff like that.
It sounds like your club is very busy. How many are in the club?
There's about, I'd say 20 families that are in the club.
Paige, you've been involved in 4-H for 6 years. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I've always wanted to do horse. I don't have a horse, but I've taken lessons in the past, and I've loved it.
And finally, Paige, if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience regarding why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'd say that it's great exposure to everything, like livestock and people, and they have great opportunities like public speaking, and they have some great trips that you can go on and scholarships too.
Paige Finney of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club, thanks for visiting with us today here at Davison County, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And that's Paige Finney, a member of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.